We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here on the 15th of May, 2010. Back to the phone lines right now. Kevin in Australia has been waiting very patiently, and I wanted to get to you right as soon as possible. Kevin, thank you very much for holding on there.
Yeah, not a problem. And good morning, Darren.
Good morning to you.
And listeners. What about this? In relation to the oil spill,
mm-hmm.
let's just say I'll take you back to Three Mile Island, where the nuclear disaster occurred. Just after that, suddenly nuclear power stations weren't the flavour of the month after that, and effectively that put an end to the USA and nuclear power generation.
Yep.
I mean, obviously there were power stations generating, but no new stations. Now, let's just say the friendly government wanted to turn the people away from fossil fuels and all sorts of natural disasters, and let's just say they kind of fostered the disaster in the Gulf there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Obama stands up next week and says, "Ah, we're going to, from now on, we've got safe nuclear, blah 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 blah. We're going to build all these power stations, and nuclear is the way to go." Now, when they build, where I am here, they generate power by gas turbines, you know, like natural gas.
Right.
And there is some wind farm work as well, but most of the power is generated by gas. Natural gas. You can pretty well just drill a hole in the ground and drag the gas out and start plonk a turbine there and start generating power. But when you build a nuclear power station, you notice the first thing with a nuclear power station, banks will not lend money for that, because the banks know that it's not a money making exercise. So to get a nuclear power station up and running, you have to get the government to guarantee it. In other words, the people have to put the money up for the private company to go and build the nuclear power station. It has to be guaranteed by the people so that the company that builds it can go and make a dollar.
Yeah, you know,
so what they do is,
the thing about it is that you have to have enough people that are willing to let these things be built in the first place. You know, and now, anytime anybody talks about building a nuclear power facility, you have so much opposition now on environmental concerns that people are screaming about it, and nothing can ever get done anyway. Hey, Kevin, let me take a break here, and we'll continue with you on the other side of the break, okay?
Yep, sure.
Okay, folks, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We're visiting with Kevin all the way in Australia. We'll be back here in a moment here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Okay, I'm going to ditch the music here in the interest of time because Kevin from Australia is on the line. I want to get right back to you, Kevin. Did you finish your thoughts there? You were talking about the some of the alternative energy.
Right. Once they have you locked into the nuclear power system, they'll prevent you from having solar panels on your houses, and you won't be able to have a firewood heater. You won't be able to do this. They will lock you in, and effectively they can come along if you don't toe the line, and they'll just turn it off. And you can't go anywhere. You can't go and build your own nuclear power station. You know, it's not a 5-minute operation. So they've got you over a barrel. I think it's a means to control the people. I mean, it's a pretty good way to be, where you just turn off the power.
You could argue that they can already do that with the power grid that's in place now. You know. But you know the thing is they don't want solutions that are clean. They don't want solutions that work. You know, they want to be able to control everything that we do and charge us exponential amounts of money.
Exactly,
everything. I mean, if they really wanted solutions, Kevin, they would be promoting energy independence among the individuals, because there's a lot we can do. We can actually have our own power generation facilities for every house. You know, I mean, we've got the technology. I mean, you can't tell me that they can launch all these satellites in outer space. You know, Obama's talking about landing on an asteroid. I mean, we got all this technology today, and we can't generate our own electricity for our own house on an individual basis. They don't want that.
Dan, I'm with you 100% there, but, you know, what they're doing is they're trying to make the people into slaves.
Yes.
Where you can't look to the left and look to the right. You have to take the food that they give you, take the fluoridated water that they give you, take the power that's generated from the nuclear power station, do what you're told, and you will receive a bill per month, and if you don't pay the bill, you won't get your power. So they're trying to lock you in. And as far as Obama goes, and the most of the members, from what I can see, I think Australian politicians are pretty crooked. I don't have a lot of time for too many of them,
mm-hmm.
but American politicians, when it comes to crookedness, leave our guys. You have almost exclusive right to the worst crooks under the sun.
That's right.
Under a free system, are selling out the people.
Well, we're not a free system.
Yeah, Lieberman and the other guy, Kerry,
mm-hmm.
But they, to suggest the things that they suggest, the only spirit that must be driving both of those men is Satan himself.
Absolutely.
Because effectively what they're doing is they're selling out the people who they're supposed to love and who they're supposed to represent. And that's why they're there. But the fact of the matter is, they're not there for the good of the people. They're there to tear the system down and to enable the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers to elevate themselves to become American kings,
mm-hmm.
and basically kill off most of the population, destroy the American Constitution. Oh, they hate that Constitution with a purple passion, because that Constitution is what slapped them in the face 20-30 odd years ago and cause them to, get a black eye. And
yeah.
And they're coming back with a vengeance. That Constitution, they hate that thing with a purple passion. And in the end, there's going to be a shooting war. You can bet on it. But in the end, the American people will win, but there's going to be bloodshed like you wouldn't believe. And then when it's all over, those characters, the crooked politicians, they're going to go to jail. Some of them are going to be hung. Some of them are going to be shot for treason. And it's coming. And
I don't think any of us want to see that, Kevin. I'm very concerned.
I don't want to see it myself, but they're not going to stop. The things that they've done, like with this 9/11,
mm-hmm.
The 9/11 and the other thing in Oklahoma, the crookedness and all the people they've killed in over there in the Middle East, in Iraq and Afghanistan, for no reason. I mean, they've invaded the place for no reason.
Yes.
They're just... Now,
well, there's reasons, just not the ones they're giving us.
the reason is because, what's in the ground.
Yeah, what's in the ground and what's growing on the ground, namely...
Yeah, oh, exactly that. I never think of that because I've never tried that stuff in my life, so, it's not something that sort of comes to mind, but the money that's involved in that's just unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I want to move on.
I
appreciate the call, I really do.
I'll get off.
All right, hey, God bless you. And one other thing here, folks. Kevin lives in Australia, and Kevin has a lot to be able to tell you about holding on to firearms. I mean, when you're attacked, you've seen crime absolutely skyrocket there, haven't you, Kevin?
Folks, I can tell you now, I can nominate cases where crooks, just vermin have broken into old ladies' houses, and we're talking about women who are like 80 years old and men 75. They break in there, they just smash through the window, they get in there and they bash the living hell out of these people. They bash the, we see the pictures in the paper and on the TV. They bash them till they're black and blue and you wouldn't believe. And then on top of that, they go and rape a woman who's 80 years old. You can see I'm getting a little bit excited now because I tell you
well,
what.
That's something to get excited about.
Yeah, you don't ever give up your guns because as soon as you do, they're going to smash your door down and rape your mother and beat the living hell out of her. And the cops can do nothing. The judges who are in there are as crooked as a dog's hind leg, and they get out with a slap across the wrist, and that's that's the end of it. That's the justice you're going to get. So
there you go.
The only defense you have here is you make your own defense. You mightn't have a firearm, but you've got to organize yourself in other ways. And if it was my choice, I'd rather have a Remington 1100 five-shot shotgun with BBs up the spout, and if anyone would break into my place, they'd go out the door the same way.
Mm-hmm.
That's my recommendation to you folks, and never give up your guns, and as soon as you do, the crime rate is going to go through the roof.
That's right.
And I can tell you
every place.
That's what we've had here.
Yep, every place it's ever been tried. Hey, thank you so much, Kevin. I really appreciate the call there. God bless you, man. Let's go to Michael in New York. Michael, good morning.
Darren. Good morning, Darren. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to remind everybody, just like you're saying, you've got the that flashlight that you just shake, which is simply a magnet and a coil in motion, and you get electricity, obviously easy to generate, obviously free. And little devices like that, just generating up to 10 kilowatts an hour. That's nothing. That's nothing at all. And every home could have that easily, and even a little bigger for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you could power everything. And also you had Stanley Myers' water engine, and they killed him three summers ago. This summer, it's three summers ago, they killed him because he wouldn't take any money and go away quietly. He wanted to produce it and sell it to the Americans so we could be free and independent. And so, of course, they killed him. So these dirtbags, Darren, that are causing so much misery on the planet to people, to animals, to the seas, all forms of life, these despots have no regard for anything but their own selfish, pathetic natures, and they're very happy when everything else is miserable. That's how pathetic they are. Now, when we get our government back in control, pal, and I'm a strict vegetarian, I don't hurt anything. I go out of my way not to harm anything, but these dirtbags, they're going to have to pay, and they're going to have to pay with everything they have for all the misery and suffering they've caused us as a people and a country, let alone all the other people in all the other countries of the world with their phony wars and all of the poverty and all the crap that they have to induce everybody to be trapped in order for them to be happy. This is how devilish and pathetic they are. And so may the good Lord curse them, eradicate them from this planet as soon as possible, and may they fall victims into the hands of all freedom lovers everywhere so they can be handled justly and appropriately.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say to that other than, we don't want a shooting war to come to this land. But, ladies and gentlemen, just like Kevin in Australia warned you, never, never, never give up your firearms because they will victimize you. Not just the criminals, but the criminals that are in power as well. And if you think you can count on the police to protect you, well, you're badly mistaken. They're going to be a part of the oppressive forces. I don't think it's by accident, Michael, that we're having the longtime peace officers eliminated from the force, and they're being replaced by young punks who've been conditioned to battlefield-type mentality where they're just nothing more than jackbooted, nothing less than jackbooted thugs.
That's right, Darren. Just like you said, they're punks,
mm-hmm.
and they promote all these ridiculous gangs that you see all around throughout our country now. What we got to do as a people is get our government back under control, and we'll go right through all these streets, through organized National Guard or whatever, and just bait them out, and you mow them down. And when the parents come out crying, you tell them, you're a bunch of losers, shame on you. You let your kids turn out like this, it's your fault. But we are going to clean house and get rid of all forms of corruption. And we're going to make sure our streets are safe for the honest people, the decent people that want to raise a family in peace and security can stroll down the street without having to be harassed or shot by these loser punks. And that's
yeah,
right,
Darren. One thing, we're going to be bringing up Bob Chapman in the next hour. One reason why you don't ever want to give up your firearms, all you have to do is look at Greece. Look at these countries right now, the pig countries right now. Look at them and see what's going on there. You have to have protection. Hey, I appreciate the call there, Michael.
Keep up the great work, Dan. God bless, buddy.
God bless you. And we'll be back here in a moment, folks. Lots more information on the other side. Stay with us.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
All right, we're back here on Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, I want to get back to the Gulf oil spill here in a moment. As I said, there is a nuclear non-proliferation conference that's been going on just in the last few days here. Here we see from Reuters, Obama wants $80 billion to upgrade nuclear arms complex. U.S.-Russia treaty needs opposition support to pass Senate. They say U.S. President Barack Obama sent landmark arms reduction treaties sent a landmark arms reduction treaty with Russia to the Senate on Thursday for ratification and called for $80 billion in nuclear funding, which could help win opposition support. They say Defense Secretary Robert Gates said the funds, which would be spent over a decade, were needed to, quote, rebuild and sustain America's aging nuclear stockpile. The treaty, which must be ratified by the U.S. Senate and Russia's parliament before it goes into force, would reduce the strategic nuclear arsenals deployed by the former Cold War foes by 30% within 7 years. Keep in mind, this Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, as I said earlier, it's a part, ladies and gentlemen, of the overall arms control and disarmament program, which was introduced back in 1961. State Department Publication 7277, an implementation of Blueprint for the Peace Race, was introduced many, many, many years ago, over half a century ago. From the State Department, we see joint statement by the delegations of the Russian Federation and the U.S. on the New START Treaty. This was dated May 13th. They say the Russian Federation and the United States of America view the signing of the treaty on measures for the further reduction and limitation of strategic offensive arms, or SOAs, by Presidents D.A. Medvedev and Barack Obama in Prague on April 8, 2010, as an important step on the path to nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation. By signing the treaty, Russia and the U.S. have once again demonstrated their unwavering commitment to fulfilling their obligations under Article 6 of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, the verifiable and irreversible cuts provided for by the new treaty will reduce the deployed nuclear arsenals of the parties to the level of 50 years ago when the nuclear arms race began. We believe that the newly agreed reductions in strategic offensive armaments will strengthen the security of both Russia and the United States. Now, how is that going to happen, ladies and gentlemen? How will reducing our armaments, reducing our ability to defend ourselves, is what we're talking about here, turning over our national security, or as they call it, homeland security? Why are they calling it homeland security? Because you're not supposed to have a nation anymore. Because we're all a global community, you see. But the point is how is turning our national defense, or our homeland defense, over to the United Nations, which is exactly what State Department Publication 7277 is designed to do, and all of this stuff that they're doing right now is implementation of 7277, how is this going to increase our national security? Can somebody answer that? It's not. It's not. You can't defend yourself when you give your military over, as it's pretty much already been done, in my opinion, to the UN. Everywhere the UN goes, there is conflict. There's turmoil. And yet they're enforcing peace at the barrel of a gun, listeners. They say the treaty ushers in the transition to a higher level of cooperation between Russia and the United States with respect to disarmament and nonproliferation. It lays out the foundation for qualitatively new bilateral relations in the strategic military field, and in effect marks the end of the Cold War period. My opinion, the Cold War was created to try to cause the people, to condition the masses to accept non-proliferation, to accept arms reduction as a necessary component. Just my thought, folks, my take on the Cold War. I think it was an engineered scenario to try to threaten the world so that they have to go for arms reduction and control under the auspices of the world body. They say, we expect that the signing and entry into force of the New START Treaty will pave the way for an increasingly productive and mutually beneficial partnership between Russia and the United States concerning the most relevant issues on the global agenda. The Russian Federation and the United States of America are making early ratification of the treaty, as well as complete and faithful implementation of its provisions, a priority. In the context of the world community, and there you have it, world community, their common aspirations for achieving the ultimate goal, liberating humanity from the nuclear threat. We call upon all countries that have nuclear weapons to join in the efforts we are making in this arena and to make an active contribution to the cause of reducing and limiting nuclear arms in conditions of strengthening international stability and ensuring equal and indivisible security for all. Doesn't that sound really heartwarming to you? I'm going to continue here. On the other side, I have information from the Hindu about this as well, and then we'll get on to some other things as well. Stay with us. Time's going by very quickly. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Much more to come. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs. Time is going by very quickly, but I want to put this in real quick before I continue with this information about the Non-Proliferation Treaty. And I got a bunch of other information as well. I'm going to try to get to as much of it as possible this half hour, and then the next, at the top of the hour, we're going to be bringing up, if all goes as planned, Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Lots happening in the financial world as well. But RVN is having a pledge drive. Anyone who would like to help, certainly. It's very important to keep the network on the air. The expenses pile up very quickly. They have people to pay, staff members. They have electricity bills. You know, there's overhead there, folks. You got to pay for satellite time as we're on the satellite there. You know, you can go to rbndish.com, I believe it is, and order a satellite dish. There are lots of Patriot programming, not just RBN on there, but you can hear, listen off the dish. So that's rbndish.com. But anybody who wants to help, with the expenses of this network, I highly encourage you to do so if you're able to do so. You can call 800-724-2719. Once again, that's 800-724-2719 during office hours, Monday through Friday, from 11 to 7 Eastern Time, and that's 10 to 6 Central, and you can adjust it accordingly to your time zone, but just regular hours during the week, Monday through Friday, at 800-724-2719, and after hours or any other time, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org. And you can donate online. Now, they also have RBN generic business cards available as well. These are good tools to hand out to individuals. Leave them in libraries, public restrooms. Leave them in books. Say you get some books from the library, okay? You can slip a few of those in each one of the books. So the next person that checks out the library book opens the book, and what do they find? That's right, the RBN business card. You can leave them in different places. I know that's one of the things that the religious folks do with Bible tracts. Leave them in different places to spread the message. We encourage you to do that, to spread the word about the network here and wake people up. The name of the game is getting the information out as quickly as possible. So you can order $10. You can spend $10 for 100 of these things. And by the way, that also includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. Very important documentary that Aaron Russo did. And if you already have a copy of that, well, you can forward this to a friend or somebody else that needs to see it. Once again, the number, 800-724-2719 during business hours Monday through Friday, or republicbroadcasting.org to donate online. And all of these shows, by the way, that are aired on the network, you can order them on CD, CD-ROM discs in MP3 format as well. So lots of avenues to support the network, and I highly encourage you to do so. My website, our website here for the broadcast, is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. And my email address, I always am happy to hear from you folks, is radio@governamerica.com. Before the break, I was sharing with you some information about the UN Non-Proliferation Agreement. They just had a conference. Every 5 years, they have these conferences to get together to discuss disarmament. And as we've been talking about, we've been connecting it to 1961, State Department Publication 7277, the United Nations Program, the United States Program for Complete and Total Disarmament in a Peaceful World. And that was an implementation of Blueprint for the Peace Race, ladies and gentlemen. And keep in mind, all of this ties in very closely to United States law, Title 10, Section 153, which gives the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the U.S. military the mandate to participate in the United Nations Military Staff Committee. The Military Staff Committee of the United Nations, in accordance with the United Nations Charter. The preamble, by the way, of the United Nations Charter says that that it's their purpose that no military can be used save in the common interest. The common interest. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the common interest of every country, every nation. In other words, no nation can go it alone. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what they're talking about here. If you're attacked, you have to appeal to the world body. Every country, under State Department Publication 7277, every nation, their military has to be reduced down. Their armaments have to be reduced down to the level where... Yeah, I don't know what to do about that. I've just been informed we're getting some static on the line. But under 7277... I don't know what's going on here, folks. It's one of those days, I guess. Anyway, sitting here talking to myself, I didn't realize that we were off the air. So anyway, I was sharing this information from the Hindu. UN nuclear review puts hopes on U.S.-Russia pact. I'm going to leave that there. Moving along here, we see from China staying in shadows at nuclear conference. Supposedly, this is supposed to be all these signatory countries. There is the, I was trying to see what the top five signatory countries to the Non-Proliferation Treaty of 1970 were: the U.S., Russia, China, France, and Britain. And China has been conspicuously silent over this whole thing. They say China staying in shadows at nuclear conference. They say while the U.S. and China, the world's two leading nuclear powers, set the stage for the global review of the main treaty on limiting the spread of nuclear weapons by announcing a pact to cut their arsenals, China, the number three power, kept a low profile. Since signing the Non-Proliferation Treaty in 1992, China has increasingly cooperated with non-proliferation efforts among the five recognized nuclear powers, but despite the treaty's joint commitment to disarmament, China is gradually upgrading its missiles. Did you hear that? They're gradually upgrading their missiles and have been wary of signs that debate at the review conference underway in New York might turn on them. Quote, although the U.S. and Russia have some 20 to 30 times more nuclear weapons deployed than China, and the Chinese have the moral argument on their side for now, China is probably the only country undertaking modernization, unquote, says Bates Gill, head of the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. He argues that the international arms control, disarmament, and proliferation agenda will force Beijing to make disarmament decisions it has postponed since the mid-1990s. Quote, already there have been voices saying that disarmament can't occur without China disarming. At some point in the next 3 to 5 years, if and when the U.S. and Russia continue to talk disarmament, some sign from China is going to be needed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you think that communist China is going to disarm, if you think that communist China is going to lay down their weapons, then you're insane. You're off your rocker, folks. They have no intention. They're playing along because there's something in it for them for now. But they're not going to make themselves vulnerable to the West. There's no way. And all of this comes back, ladies and gentlemen, all of this comes back to a document called A World Effectively Controlled by the United Nations. And they talk in this world effectively. This is an official State Department publication from 1961. A World Effectively Controlled. That is their goal, ladies and gentlemen. They say the notion of a UN-controlled world today is a fantastic one, that it is even thought of as a hypothetical framework for political and military planning grows, curiously enough, out of contemporary doctrines on arms control. Political scientists have generally come to despair of quantum jumps to world order as utopian and unmindful of political realities, but fresh minds from military, scientific, and industrial life, as they focus on the increasingly irrational arms race, has sometimes found the logic of world government, and it is world government we're discussing here, inescapable. Did you hear that? They say, fresh minds from military, scientific, and industrial life, as they focus on the increasingly irrational arms race, have sometimes found the logic of world government inescapable. The details of international political control have rarely been made explicit in American disarmament positions. The 1946 United States Plan for the International Control of Atomic Energy, assigned by the International Agency for Managerial Control or Ownership of All Atomic Energy Activities Potentially Dangerous to World Security, plus power to control, inspect, and license all other atomic activities to carry this out, would have required extraordinary powers at the center. But it was still a distance from that to the political control of the world as a whole implied in the present topic. Throughout the 16-year negotiating period, even when programs were advanced for drastic reduction and limitation of armament, There is no record of any concrete suggestion or even mention of a supranational political organization which would effectively control the world. However, recent exchanges in the Great Power Dialogue have reopened the larger political question. On September 19, 1959, Chairman Khrushchev announced to the UN General Assembly his plan for general and complete disarmament within 4 years. The American response was given by Secretary of State Herder on February 18th of 1960 in a speech to the National Press Club. Mr. Herder said that the goal of the United States in the forthcoming disarmament negotiations was the creation of a stable military environment. To create such an environment, he urged certain arms control actions, such as measures to guard against surprise attack and to curtail the spread of nuclear weapons. The second stage of Mr. Herder's counterproposal was that of general disarmament. Two American objectives existed within the disarmament stage. First, the creation of universally accepted rules of law backed by a world court with effective means of enforcement, that is, by international armed force. The second objective was disarmament itself, to the point where no single nation or group of nations could effectively oppose this enforcement of international law by international machinery. The theme set forth by Mr. Herder was carried into two proposals made by the United States in the spring of 1960 on March 15th and June 27th. Under the latter proposal, an international disarmament control organization would be established within the framework of the United Nations in the first stage of disarmament. The second stage would include progressive establishment of an international peace force within the United Nations sufficient to preserve world peace under disarmament. The September 1961 U.S. proposals follow the same pattern. Here, then, is the basis in recent American policy for the notion of a world effectively controlled by the United Nations. It was not made explicit, but the United States position carried the unmistakable meaning, by whatever name, of world government, sufficiently powerful in any event to keep the peace and enforce its judgment. This paper is an attempt to sketch out the possible contours of such a system, followed by a discussion of the difficulties attending an enterprise of this nature. The question of feasibility seems so overwhelming in today's world, and the common answer on the part of politically sophisticated people, so invariably negative, that it may, it may be wondered why the exercise is undertaken at all. It has three justifications. On policy grounds, it would be well to spell out with greater precision that to which this country has committed itself. On heuristic grounds, it may be worthwhile to apply analytical methods to a problem commonly approached on the basis of hunch alone. Finally, there is always the possibility that sophisticated people will turn out to have been wrong. Anyway, they go on here, and I'm running out of time very quickly. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take a break. I got one more paragraph that I wanted to share here, and then I want to get back to the golf situation and share my notes on that. And then in the third hour, we're going to be bringing up Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. So stay with us. This is Govern America. Lots more to come. Don't go away here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
And I wanna believe you when you tell me that it'll be okay. Yeah, I try to believe you, but I don't. When you say that it's gonna be, it always turns out to be a different way. I try to believe you, not today, today.
All right, we're back. This is Governor America. I'm Darren Wiggs. You know, these shows never go the way I plan them. It's just everything always takes on a life of its own, it seems. And today, with the technical difficulties, it just eats up the time. But I want to finish what I wanted to share from this document. This was a document, an official State Department publication, ladies and gentlemen, from, I think, 1960. Anyway, they continue. They say some definitions, they're talking about, and it's called a world effectively controlled by the United Nations. This is documentation, ladies and gentlemen. A half a century ago, this was the plan. And so it still is the plan. And all of this stuff that we're seeing with non-proliferation going on right now, it all serves to put the United Nations, the world governing body, in control of your ability to defend yourself. And make no mistake about it, small arms and light weapons are a big part of this. Reuters reported on October 14th of last year, the United States has reversed its policy on and said it would back launching talks on a treaty to regulate arms sales as long as the talks operated by consensus, a stance critics gave every nation a veto. The decision, announced in a statement released by the U.S. State Department, overturns the position of former President George W. Bush's administration, which had opposed such a treaty on the grounds that national controls were better. Well, you know, national controls, international controls, what difference does it make? We're talking about eliminating your ability to get firearms, to get weapons, to get ammunition. That's what this is all about, your ability to defend yourself. Now, why do you think they'd want to do that if they have your best interest in mind? Anyway, back to a world effectively controlled by the United Nations. They say some definitions and boundaries are needed of a world effectively controlled by the United Nations. World means that the system is global, with no exceptions to its fiat, universal membership. Effectively controlled connotes government attributes, a relative monopoly of physical force. Did you hear that? A relative monopoly of physical force at the center of the system, and thus a preponderance of political power in the hands of a supranational organization rather than an individual national unit. Quote, the United Nations, unquote, is not necessarily precisely the organization as it now exists. In theory,
a radical rearrangement of power in the world could be codified through the revision of the existing UN Charter, or a new constitution could be designed. Finally, to avoid endless euphemism and evasive verbiage, the contemplated regime will occasionally be referred to unblushingly as a world government. So I guess we're supposed to, you know, everyone is supposed to believe that we're conspiracy nuts, conspiracy kooks, when we talk about world government being established before our eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you say that, you have a responsibility to do your homework and do your research, because you're a fool if you argue with documentation. And this is an official State Department publication. It's documentation. We're not making this stuff up. World government is a reality. We're living it right now. It's being implemented right before our eyes. Now, we have the top of the hour break. When we come back from the break, I'm going to go over this list of points about the BP oil spill. We're going to bring up Bob Chapman in the next hour as well. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here in a moment. Hour number three is about to be underway.
Introducing the new GoPro.